Victory by Dyson Rules. Read by Twezadark. Fandom Harry Potter. Pairing Harry Draco. Rating PG-13. Written for the Pirate Drabble War No. 3. Prompts Sea Salts and Digibox. Harry stepped through the front door and walked purposefully into the kitchen. He looped an arm around Malfoy's waist and slammed the box down hard on the counter. "Here are your damned sea salts, straight from the Adriatic, mined by natives and imbued with the pure, natural essence of the Mediterranean. I hope you know what I had to go through to get these for you, high-maintenance prat." Even through Harry's tirade, he felt little annoyance when he pressed himself closely to the blonde's warm back and nestled his pelvis against the firm buttocks. He nibbled Malfoy's neck with a sigh. "I'll make it up to you, Potter," Malfoy said and tipped his head back slightly to allow better access. "You'll thank me when you taste the caw-caw vin." "I'd rather taste the caw-caw Draco," Harry murmured and slid his hand down Malfoy's smooth abdomen. Before he could dip his fingers into the waistband of Malfoy's trousers, a spoon whacked against Harry's finger. "Not when I'm cooking. You'll ruin the souffle." Harry scowled and stepped back, knowing hexes would follow if he allowed something to burn, regardless of how much his lover might enjoy the interruption. The blonde turned around with a coy smile that normally caused Harry to let the fucking meal burn, because he simply had to have Malfoy right then and there. His amorous intent was short-circuited when his eyes traveled downward to the blonde's torso. "What the fuck are you wearing?" Harry demanded. "It's called a T-shirt, Potter. You should know it's practically the only item in your entire wardrobe." "You're wearing a T-shirt that says, 'Voldemort wins.'" Malfoy nodded and grinned. "What the hell is that supposed to mean, 'Voldemort wins'?" Malfoy rolled his eyes. "It's a game, Potter. You know how video games have taken off ever since they got that Wizanet up and running? You live with me and you play a game called 'Voldemort Wins'?" "Well, not exactly. I'm the chief investor, actually. Come and see." Harry was too flummoxed to do anything but follow Malfoy into the living room, where a converted digibox had been hooked to Malfoy's iMac. He tapped the mouse and a vision appeared. Harry saw a likeness of himself brandishing a wand while a freakishly large Voldemort figure rose from an eerie graveyard. "Oh, look, you're just in time to witness your defeat at the hands of the Dark Lord," Malfoy said brightly. Harry's jaw worked. "You're the chief investor in a game that kills me off." Malfoy nodded. "Pansy and Theo designed it. Isn't it brilliant?" "Not quite the adjective I had in mind." Harry dove onto the blonde, bowling him onto the floor. "Potter, the souffle," Malfoy said weakly. "Fuck the souffle," Harry retorted. "I'd rather you fuck me," Malfoy said with a low moan. Harry's irritation disappeared in a rush of familiar lust. "Okay, and then we're going to have a little talk about your investments." End.